and the Bulldog.
I have a leg injury and a foot injury right now.
A leg and a foot. Are they on the same
side of my body?
Side of your body?
Yes.
Okay. Left. What happened to you?
I got stung by a bee. And then I think I got stung by another bee.
Oh, come on.
I think I did.
When did this happen?
Last night. Who knew?
It's Mike Shope.
Huh. Just never thought about getting stung by a bee at night.
I don't know.
But there would still be bees at night.
I guess.
That to sound like the flat earth thing. The bees just don't disappear when it gets dark.
Okay, but I've never seen one at night.
Well, it's dark.
And the Bulldog.
Maybe they would not be out at night, but you disturbed it, so it came out and said, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, they weren't expecting me.
I'm in here trying to watch the Vietnam War on PBS.
Right.
And you're what are you doing sitting down in the chair? This is my time.
You are not supposed to.
Right.
This is our time.
Right.
That's what the bee said.
Right.
So, on behalf of the other bees.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
The Vietnam War, or as it's known within Vegas Golden Knight circles, the Vietnam War. Because they can't, they're not allowed to say the letter M.
Why are they?
Because this is one way where they're not really good to their employees. No bread.
Yeah.
They can't say the letter M. And they can't listen to Bob Seger.
Yeah. I'm glad you kept track of all those. Yeah.
I had a whole thing that one day, it was a fleeting moment, but we had the no bread, and then we had you can't say the letter. Let's just put a bow on this for all time. And, you know, you maybe come back at me with, well, is there a bread, you know, with the letter M? Like, you know, poopernickel. They have to call it because there's no M. They can't say the letter M, so they have to change the – anyway, no pun intended. How are you today? Are you good?
I'm good, yeah. I feel...
It's out there. It's in the space.
I feel almost just about as normal as ever. Yeah. I feel
really?
Fine. Yeah, yeah.
I think
last
I would say...
Last night was rough. I had to take 3 pills at 7 o'clock last night, and then I had dinner, and that didn't go great.
Why?
That's just the prep called for that.
Three pills and then dinner?
Well, it said take the pills at 7 p.m. I didn't eat... You know, the second I walked in the door. So I took the pills and then had some dinner. And the first couple hours of bedtime were a little unruly. But things simmered down and I've been great ever since. So I'm all good. But in an hour, I start drinking the stuff. We'll see what happens. The last time I did this, there was no trouble at all. So I don't...
That was a long time ago.
I'm old enough to have done this. This is my third. I'm having a colonoscopy tomorrow. Hey, men's health. It's my third one. So the first one I had is almost 10 years ago. That was, I remember being in here.
See, I'm sorry that I don't.
Starting the stuff. And I don't think I had to leave early, but like when we were done, I had to really get home fast. Because it was just, I was, you know, the medicine was taking effect, or the whatever, the plan was taking effect. I think they've, in the 10 years that have passed since then, saw the prep
improved.
Is not, it's more gradual.
I don't know if I believe this.
Because I did this 3 years ago, it led to me actually, well, it's not why I ended up getting sick, but I got sick. Before I could have a surgery that was, you know, discovered that I needed it during a colonoscopy 3 years ago. And I worked the whole same sort of thing, 6 in the morning, I'm going, you know, the next day. And we did the whole show together, and there was no trouble. So I'm not anticipating any trouble. I think I'll be fine.
You're 10 years older.
Well, there is that, sure.
And this show really has never... It's fine if I make a hee-haw reference and make a joke about how the show has never sounded older. This is the oldest the show has ever sounded. Colonoscopy talk.
Yeah.
This is really the low... This is it. But I think, inside baseball, I think maybe we're sort of expected to talk like this. Like, it's not...
Well, I mean...
They know out there we're not kids. Like, these people are not expecting us to talk about... You know, well, this would not work either as a reference. I was going to say Fortnite. That's even like how many years ago is Fortnite?
Right.
15?
It's Minecraft a little better. Is
Minecraft?
That, is that more contemporary?
I don't know. Hunger Games? I mean, there's a certain expectation there in this you know, in this room.
TikTok. We're not supposed to.
TikTok is not even recent.
We're not supposed to be talking about TikTok.
No, that's not even a. That's not even current either anymore. Well, if you're not ailing, I do have a question.
I am not. I feel absolutely. If this were a game
for an hour,
the coach would be saying he's full go.
Leave him in.
No limitations. I feel great.
Leave him in.
I'm hungry. I would like to eat some food, but
I brought food.
So you did, and I missed out on that. Just can't do it.
I did another thing where I brought in food to share, and you said, like, you reminded me you couldn't eat. So I gave it to Brad and Joe Beamer. Yeah. And, oh, it's great.
Did we hear something yesterday? Did this come up on the air about, is it National Donut Day?
Friday.
Oh, okay.
No, we have ads running. They're like, oh, it's only 4 days away. Okay. Like, anybody would know that.
Okay.
We have ads. Like, oh,
I just got to tell you.
We're only four days away from National Donut Day.
I feel
fine.
Oh,
it's that time of year again?
And I am fine. But I will tell you, being in the house was challenging because, you know, anytime I go do something, okay, after this I'll make a protein shake, or after this I'll have an apple, or after this I'll make a sandwich, or after, and like, you realize that your whole day, at least for me, is sort of a lead up to when you eat and then thinking about what you're going to eat next. Like, that's a lot of my day, it seems to me. I'm not that busy, I guess. So without that, I'm just sitting in the house. I didn't want to work out. I didn't want to go play golf because, like, anything that I do like that is going to deplete my ability to do this because I'm not going to be able to replenish. I'm not eating. So I just wanted to take it easy. I thought I should just go to work because I'm tired of being home and tempted by leftovers or whatever. I'll go to work. You know what stopped me from coming to work is that I thought it was National Donut Day. And there's going to be like a table full of donuts out there when I got here, and that would be, I don't usually eat donuts, but in a moment like this, I'd be like, oh my God!
There's something out there in a box.
There was something.
Cupcakes or... Yeah.
But anyway, I thought if it was National Donut Day, I thought that's enough of a deterrent for me not to go in early, because that's going to be worse than sitting home.
I just love the spot. It's only 4 days away.
Yep. Oh, wow! Oh my God, I forgot. I got to start making all my plans.
I forgot. Wow, really? It sneaks up on you, that National Donut Day.
All right, what was your question? Yeah, I'm ready. Sorry.
So tonight is the first game of the Stanley Cup last round. The Sabres went from, I'm sorry to be like this and sort of drag this out because it's really not necessary. The Sabres went from a 14 consecutive years of not being in the playoffs to division title in the hardest division ever. And then game 7, overtime of round 2. What's a good year next year? Does it have to be better? Does next year have to be...
No.
What does next year have to be?
No, next year does not have to be better to be considered a good year. I think if they are a contending for the division... like. They're not squeezing in the 8 spot, right? They're not in danger of fall. If they're like a top 3 team in the division, I think that's a good year. And then the playoffs are like whatever. You know, it's hockey. So I am not going to judge whether they had a good year or not. To me, the most important thing they can do between now and the beginning of next season and then even into the start of next season is look like what we saw for 5 months is real. We've got one of the best teams in the league, and we are going to be that again this year, and that'll give you some hope that, you know, this window will last as long as Rasmus Dahlin and Owen Power are excellent, or until Tage Thompson ages out and you have to find a way to replace him and, you know, all that he does for you. I think
that's still a ways off.
I think so. If you get a season where they're that level of team, then I think to me that would be, for me, good. And then, you know, whatever else happens once you get to, you know, mid-April, you know, start flipping coins.
What if they start 11-18 again?
We're going to not panic.
Right? We can't? Yeah. We're not allowed to?
We're not allowed to panic.
Guys, there's 53 games left. You remember last year?
A lot of time. Maybe they'll fire Yarmo. I mean, you just can't.
Just to light a spark?
Right. Yeah, I'm just kidding. Yeah, it's a little humor for you.
Imagine if that happened.
Yeah. So.
Well, I don't know.
That's what I think.
I, I think we've, not speaking for everybody, but we had a blast this year, partly because we had no idea that it was coming. So we got this unexpected joyride from them that lasted into mid to late May, and meaningful games in March became a relic, a thing of the distant past.
Became meaningful games in May,
and then it was May, and like, okay, well, this is you've heard this before, you'll hear it again. Final five teams left, you know, like that's not really a thing, but yeah. Everybody else, every other series was over, so they were one of the final five teams. I just wonder what this year does for next year's expectations, because there's really nothing not to like about their setup. And that makes me think that the bar is pretty high. And it's not a team that has any real consistent, don't laugh, history of success. Mm-hmm. The years we've pointed to, whether it's 06, 07, or 10-11, because that was their last time in the playoffs, were both fleeting experiences, different leaders, and, you know, again, short. You have the Hasek years, and that's almost even too long ago to matter, right? I mean,
yeah.
That's
different
owners, different...
Very different leagues.
Just not a different coach.
Right.
Somehow they have the same coach.
There is that, yeah, with an interruption, but yeah.
But I just wonder... I'm up in my chair for next year. Like, I'm ready for it. I want to know the schedule this time. Who are we starting with? And, like, what are the, whatever it means in hockey, like the premium dates and just all of it.
Mm-hmm.
But is it a team where, so the Lightning or the Panthers before this year, these teams that are perennials, Colorado, Carolina, even Vegas, like easy division, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. these perennials, I sort of like to pick at how the regular season doesn't mean anything. Because you know you're Chicago in the Kane and Taves days. You know you're good. So what's the point? Are we playing? Is home ice important? Is something other? Like, there's no bye week. There's no, like, it's really just that. The matchups are not that different depending on where you land. Look at the Sabres this year. How many points did Boston have? 98 points?
That's definitely true in this division. If the Metro's a little bit different.
This year.
Carolina had just fantastic fortune to draw Pittsburgh and then Philadelphia.
Ottawa. No, and we didn't want to play Ottawa.
No, that's right.
We liked Boston more than Ottawa as an opponent. Like, that even didn't matter.
Right.
So, I don't know. What are we supposed to do with next year?
I think kick
our feet up?
I think expectations will be very high. Which is why I think, being realistic about it, like, you got to go win the division or you know, something's wrong. I just think that's nuts. I mean, it was so close this year, it'll be close again. I think if you're in that mix, top three, you're not really worried about the wild card fight. Maybe as the year's going on, you're like, boy, this 2-3 looks like it'll be really tough. I'd really like to be able to pass that and play a wild card team like I did last year. Like, if we're talking like that in February, then I think you've had a good year. I'm not going to say it's a great year, because a great year, I think, would be building on what they did last year. But I think that's very hard to build. Building on 109 points is nuts. Like, you're going to have a hard time doing that, you know, statistically anyway. And I think it will be, like, I think Florida will be back. Montreal ain't going anywhere. I think Ottawa, kind of the same thing. We'll see about Detroit and Toronto. Detroit was looking like Buffalo and Montreal for most of the year, and then they just fell off a cliff in March and April. They just disappeared late March and into April and just wheezed to the finish line. The division, I think, is set up. Tampa, I think, is still going to be loaded.
They're not old yet.
I don't think maybe yet. I don't know. I feel like they've pivoted effectively enough.
Hagel,
Point,
Kucherov.
Kucherov is still prime, I think. You know, Hedman is maybe the biggest concern you'd have there with the way this year went. But nonetheless,
Radish.
I think. Well, Radish is a free agent.
Good.
Well, we'll see. Look, somebody.
Do we want him? Free agent idea of the day.
I don't. No. Okay. I think somebody's going to give him $11 million because of all the goals he scored this year. And then when that gets cut in half, then you'll be like, wow, good contract. I don't know. We'll see if he can. He's a late bloomer. Maybe he'll keep going. But
I like it.
It's a one-off year. He was nobody before this year began. Well, and now he might be poised to become the highest paid defenseman in the offseason. Like, in free agents, I don't mean he's going to go to the top of the – he's not going to make more than Makar or even Dahlin probably. But, you know what I'm saying. He'll be the guy in this class that gets paid probably because of all the goals. So I think the division is just going to be really – it'll probably be the best division in the league again.
Would you take third right now?
That's very tempting. I don't think I
803.
I don't think I want to, but it's tempting. No, I got to say no. Because I think I can still – you might have asked me that in February.
I'm in the playoffs this year. Next year. I'm yes.
Yeah.
I think so. Right now, I'm yes. They're that good? I mean, all the Greg Wyshynski conversations about shooting percentage who knows if they have a good goalie. Like, every year, it's just the Wild West in net. I think I would take third right now. You wouldn't.
I don't think I want to, no.
I'm in.
Much like I know I'm in, and I'm saying that qualifies as a good year, but I'm closing myself off from a great year, and they may be capable of a great year.
Respectfully, there's no good or great year in the regular season in hockey. Like, it's all about what happens after that. So what's Vegas? I mean, really, these teams, what was Montreal? They were third in the division, right? Just, I don't know. Sign me up.
Yeah, well, home ice is not – we're going to have a hard time convincing people that home ice really matters. Because
we went 2-5, and our building is rooting for the other team.
And they lost Game 7 in overtime at home. So that's tough.
Didn't we talk ourselves into for like 30 years that starting on the road is better?
Yes, we did, when that was all we had. That's absolutely right, we did.
I don't know.
We did.
Give me third next year. Give me third in the Atlantic right now. I guess I want to experience it, but I would take it. You would not. Interesting.
I think I want to roll. I want to roll the dice and hope for better. But it's one of the best times you've ever asked that question.
Oh.
I think because I'm already telling you I think top three means you've had a good year, and so if that were to be the outcome, I'd be happy because I think they would have had a good year.
You just want that first game against whoever at home, and I don't know why that means anything.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, we're just sitting with this for the first time.
Right. I mostly just want to enjoy. See, how much difference is there being one of the best teams in the league again? I mean, Montreal was one of the best teams in the league this year. They finished 3 points behind the Sabres. Do they have 106 or whatever they had? I don't remember the numbers.
Sounds right.
That was one of the best teams in the league, and they finished third. So I know you.
It is 106.
I have a feeling you could probably press me into.
I can get you there.
I think you could get me there. I think you could get me in that car. I'm driving off a lot in that car. I'm pretty sure.
I think every team in hockey should take that deal.
Third in their division?
Yes. Home teams win 54% of games. Do home teams in this playoffs even have a winning record? I don't know. Maybe not.
Boy, through like midway through round two, they did not.
I was keeping track of it. At one point, I think it was 32-37 or 32-35. And then, I mean, Vegas romped, Carolina romped. It probably didn't really change. I'd be pretty confident in saying that I think home teams have a losing record these playoffs by a game or two.
Mm-hmm. I think
not that next year has to be the same thing.
I think that's probably right. So, yeah.
And, we're the problem.
Because we want it too much?
No, because we went 2-5.
Oh, I see. Oh, right. I see. We contributed to that.
If the Sabres gone 5-2 in the playoffs, then maybe that's different. But there's every reason to like the future and even the near future. Maybe even more the long term than the short term with
That might be right. That might be right.
20 to 24-year-olds.
That really depends on what happens in the next, 6 weeks or so. Because, and not so much the draft itself, but what action takes place around in and around the draft as far as trades go. And then free agency, what ends up being the verdict on Tuck, what happens there, and what have I done to replace him, if anything, effectively. That is all just there for them to figure out. And I think even without Tuck, you can, provided, again, moves are made, there's already, every time I see something from a Drager or whatever, if the Sabres come up, it's like, well, they were aggressive in March, they'll be aggressive now. So we'll see what the trade market looks like with that. Why the sigh about that aggressive?
No, it's just because, like, you know, you mentioned an insider's name. Like, somebody's telling them that.
Okay.
And don't they all want to tell them how aggressive they're going to be? Like, I wonder what the last 15 years of insider tweets have read like in terms of the Sabres. Oh, this is the year they're going to go after it. I'm not sure that's right. And it's a broad brush, I admit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to see first. I know that Vegas, the thing we have to figure out how to do is get into the Pacific Division. Vegas had 30 regulation wins. Washington had 37.
Yeah. It's going to be hard to pull that off.
They weren't even in.
Right.
Washington has the card to play that there is a state in the West named Washington. Like, they could actually maybe get away with it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're that much closer.
37 regulation wins, Vegas 30.
Yeah.
LA 22.
Weren't there, like, maybe five teams in the East that outpaced both LA and
Vegas? No.
Not Vegas?
In that category, no.
Okay.
But, I mean, the Sabres had 42 regulation wins. The Kings had 22. They were in. They lost.
Yeah.
They got swept.
Yeah.
Well, here's to it. I mean, finally, as we've said every day for a while, the Sabres have given us, like, a spark. Like, there's a lot to be excited about. I just was thinking about whether, like, what we need from next year. Lindy Ruff, he'll be going for records, milestones. A young roster. We have the Tuck issue. Goaltending is what? Is it the same? Same two guys back and forth all year? Is that the plan?
Same three guys, maybe.
Three guys. I forgot about that. Lots to ponder. Today on the show, Daryl Reuter out of Cleveland. Miles Garrett traded to the Rams. We'll talk about the Browns a little bit and the AFC. Also, Sal Capaccio. Bulldogs prep will be closely monitored and talked about, and I predict we'll see what happens.
I don't think there's going to be anything to talk about.
I hope you're right.
I really don't. I don't. I'm very confident.
I hope you're right. 4 o'clock is when the stuff starts.
Yeah, right. Start the stuff at four.
Counting down to that. 803-0550 for your calls. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. Thanks for listening. This is WGR.